Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We are now, we want to give God the glory. We thank God, and we just believe that God is doing a great work through us, for us, and by us. And we just take our place in what God is doing for us. And I want to let you know tonight, that night, we just say hallelujah. And so I noticed that we just got here, meet me at the wheel. And we got the Elder Tyrone Reese Sr. of Deliverance Outreach Fellowship, Christian Culture, All the Way of Life. She's from Savannah, Georgia. Go ahead, brother.
Praise God. Praise God, Dr. Hunter. Truly, I thank God for this evening. I thank God for life. You know, I live in Savannah, and we're under that hurricane watch, but we know God got everything. We do. The peace God will give us in the midst of a storm. And we really don't have to worry about it. We really don't. You know, because even if I perish, I know where I'm going to wake up anyway. But, I kind of feel that, you know, it ain't my time. It's still work I have to do in this earth for the Lord. But I said, whatever happened, let it be for his glory and let it be his will, whatever it is. It's okay with me because I just want to work with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank and I praise you now for this opportunity that I can come and share with your people. I thank you and I praise you for each and every household that is under the sound of my voice. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for your protection, Father God. In Jesus' name, we know this whole eastern seaboard is under a hurricane watch, and we ask him for your protection for lives, for property, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that no lives be lost. In Jesus' name, we ask you to touch the hearts of your people. Touch the hearts, and Father God, open the hearts that they can receive your word. In Jesus' name, we asking you for wisdom. We asking you for understanding. We asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, for knowledge of the Holy One. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now. Amen, amen, and amen. But saints, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was reading a couple of things in the Word, and I said, "But Lord, I need something from you to share with your people." And I always say, I want to be the first one to partake of it. I want to apply it to my life first. And this, I just want to share with you tonight about faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Saints, everything is coming at us now. Everything is trying to take away the clarity, the understanding, have us in a state of confusion. Want us to be, well, they want us to be griping around walking around in blindness, in the darkness, as if we don't know what's going on. But the devil is a liar. We have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit of God. And then God have given us one another. He has given us the body. We are the body. And if you see me in error, if you see me walking in around in darkness, pull me to the side, saints. Please, pull me to the side. I'm not a perfect man, but I can be walking in error thinking I'm walking in the truth. But if you can shed some light in the light, we know who the light is. So if you shed some light on the situation, I'll be able to see more clearly. I want to please my Savior, so therefore I must be held accountable. I must be held accountable. I must be accessible. I must be correctable, because I don't know it all. The little bit I know, you can put it in a little needle thimble. Less than that, it won't fill it up. But what I do know, I thank God that he have allowed me to know. I know God is faithful, and he wants us to believe him. He wants us to have faith in him. And as I was reading the 8th chapter of Matthew, and Jesus had came down from the mountain, he was given the Beatitudes, and a leper came to him and kneeled down before him. Before he did anything, he kneeled down before the Savior in worship. He acknowledged his dependency on Jesus and trust in Jesus that I know you can do this thing. He told me, he said, I think you could. He said, I know you can do it. And that was faith. Jesus told the man, said, I will. He said, be thou clean. And that's what he wants us to have, that faith in him. All through the Bible. All through it. From Genesis even to Revelation, it's talking about our faith and our confidence in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor Hunter said, and he put everything into the Son's hands. Everything he put into Jesus' hand. We can't get to the Father, and Pastor Hunter expressed this so clearly, we can't get to the Father unless we go to the Son. There is no other way. I don't care who say, Jesus have said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it's Jesus and Jesus alone. We must have that faith, and everything will come at us in this life and on this journey to attack our faith, to blind us. Because you know, when a man, the word of God says, write the vision, make it plain. So if you go write a vision, you got to have a vision. To write a vision, you must have clarity, understanding, and the knowledge of the thing you're about to write. So that means you got to be settled about this thing. You got to know what you want. You got to know the vision. And then you write the vision. But on the other side of it, a man without a vision is blinded. And if you can't write it, if you don't have clarity about it, how can you write it? How can you know what you want? How can you go before the Lord and say, Lord, this is it. This is the vision. God has given all of us ministry. Every born-again believer who come to the Lord, you got gifts and talents. We got a ministry. It don't mean we're up in the pulpit. It don't mean we... But each and every one of us have a ministry for the kingdom. That's why he brought us out the world, cleaned us up, put his spirit in us, and he sent us back into the world to be the light. We cry out, Lord, come quick. I need you to come now. God said, I need you in earth. Because he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He said, oh, my will to be done in earth because it's already done in heaven. He said, church, I need you in the earth. We have to believe what the word said. I know we do, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here on a Friday night. See, I know in my heart that we want God to do more in us and through us, that he may be glorified, that the world may see that God ain't dead. He's not dead. He's yet alive. He's still, God ain't changed. God's still doing what he's all. He said, I change not. He don't change. Now, saints, if you tell me he don't change, and I look in this Bible, and I read some stuff, and I seen where he have healed before, then I have to go and say, wait a minute, now you told me you don't change. If I seen where he did the miracles before, and I read and I see it, I said, no, God, you told me you don't change. I have to line my life up. I have to line it up with his word. And I love it. Jesus Christ, and I'm talking about faith and belief in God, saints. Regardless of our situation, I was just going through some a couple of days ago. Just going through. And I said, and I get to this point, I said, okay. I said, Lord, if you don't do it, it don't get done. I leave it alone. Because after the word told me that after you have done all you can do, you just stand. So I looked at the thing, and I said, I don't get everything I can do. I can't do no more. I told her, I said, Lord, if you don't do it, I can't do it. I don't did everything I can do. I rested and left it alone. Saints, please, God have, and I know you know this. I know you know it. But then sometimes we have to remind one another. Put me in remembrance of a thing sometime. God have never, ever, one time, let me down. A lot of time, I can need you now. He didn't show up. But he always showed up in the right time, in the right season. Because he know when to show up. He do. It teaches us patience. It teaches us courage. It teaches us to get stronger and to grow stronger in him. God is not a genie. But we can rub and then these things just go, well, ask God this and he'll give you this. Ask God this and I tell people, read your Bible. Because God allowed his people with their backs to be against the wall. God allowed his people, to get so in a fixed that everybody had to knew. Man, did you see how them people came out of that? Well, you know it was God. See, it's about God, not me. The worst thing you understand, I'm telling you, I don't like it a lot of times, things. But the hard and the worst thing you, I'm telling you, and I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm a servant of God. I know this. I'm a servant. I never forget I'm a servant. That's who I am. I never forget. And I never forget if I'm a servant, I belong to him. He on my side because I'm on his side. We have to believe the word of God and take him at his word. Saints, don't just let anybody put stuff in your ears and don't let them. We're not to have itching ears. We are to study the word with an understanding. We are to study this word so we can get his word within us and let the Holy Spirit give us that clarity. Let the Holy Spirit give us that understanding. Because one thing for sure, you know it and I know it, that as we read the word and we thirst and we hunger for it, God will give you understanding of his word. God is. And a man in this world can, ain't one man, I'm talking unbelievers now, they want to tell you what it is to be a Christian. They don't even know God. I'm talking unbelievers. Before I got saved, it was so much I didn't understand. Brothers in the church trying to get me to come to church, as an unbeliever, I didn't even understand why should I go to church. What reason? I don't see them just going there for what? So I can do something for the preacher? I didn't have that understanding. But he was in the church. He was part of the body. He was a redeemed believer. He seen things that I didn't see. He knew things that I didn't know. We as the people of God cannot allow the world. And I'm going to put it the way it is. I don't care if it's President Obama, Hillary Clinton. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. We don't let the world tell us nothing about our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the world, understand, will never get along with Christ. Now, it ain't gonna happen. We are to respect the laws that are made, but any law that go against the laws of God, saints, you may see me in jail. Oh, don't understand something now. Because if any law tells me I can't preach this word, they're going to have to lock me up to keep me from doing it. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Because the same way in Acts, the apostles, they got beat, persecuted, for what? For preaching the word of God. Ain't nothing changed now. It got they coming out blatantly now, the same way back then. They came out, straight out, attacking the people of God. What do you think they're doing to us now? Thanks, so I'm asking us, all of us, to hold the line. I'm not God is. He says, stand still. We don't back. Every piece of that armor, when you read Ephesians, and put on the whole armor of God, one piece of that armor covers our back. Not one piece. All of it covers our front. That means we on the march. And we can't go forward. We stand still. But we stand still. We have that armor on. When you turn your back to turn around and go back, your back is exposed to the enemy. We have to understand what's going on. We ain't here to be liked. We're not here to be liked. We're not. That's not why he saved us, that the world can like us. Because if too many like it, something wrong. See, there's a compromise going on somewhere. But we are to hold on, stand our ground, and to move forward in Christ. We are to do it with love, with understanding. We are the word said comfort. The word said comfort them with the same comfort he comfort us with. So with the comfort that God comfort us, we are to comfort people with. We are to encourage one another. We are to build one another up. We are to go to the lost and give this hope to the lost. We don't knock them. I don't care what they into. I don't care what they into. The homosexuals, the lesbians, the dope addicts, dope pushers, prostitutes, the thieves, the killers, the lies, whoever it is, we're to take this hope that is in us to the world, and we're to do it with love. But he also told us something else, saints. He said, look, if they don't receive you, he said, shake the dust off. Take the dust off your feet. Don't stay around now. Go somewhere else, because time is short now. But we are to take this gospel to the world. That's what we are to do. We are to encourage one another. Saints, we are to love one another. We ain't to be jealous of one another. Do you know how much work it is to be done out here? So whatever it is you have to do, I'm here to help try to encourage you. Whatever I need to do, this work is about God. It's God's work. And I love the book of Nehemiah. I was sharing with you about Nehemiah. Nehemiah said when they wanted Nehemiah to come off the wall, Nehemiah said, we doing a great work. He said, I ain't coming down. He said, I'm not coming down. The enemy, every time he's coming against this ministry here, this radio station, he's coming against this ministry. We ain't to stop. We ain't to gripe and have schism among us. We're to come together, band together in love, peace, and unity for the glory of God. I'm not here to lift up no man. We're all here to lift up Jesus Christ. But God gave us a head over this ministry. That's Dr. Hunter. So we must respect Dr. Hunter and see what direction God is leading him. And he give us the vision. We catch a hold to the vision, and we run with it with him for the glory of God. Thanks. It's not about us. God knows. I don't care. You never remember who I am. I'm not important. But it's Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's about our Savior. We got to do, and I'm saying, and I know, Al, you got your ministry, you're working in it, you're doing things. But please, let's keep praying for one another, encouraging one another, and respecting one another. And if you got anything in your heart, I may say something or do something wrong. Because, see, I know me. I get a little pushy sometimes. Okay. I do. You know. Hey, bro. Let me talk to you. Okay. Pull me to the side and pull my coat to whatever I else did or said. I'm going to tell you I'm sorry. I apologize. And it wasn't done intentionally. And I'll straighten it up. That's the way it's supposed to be. We don't give Satan room to do nothing around here. Not one thing. We don't give him room. We go put. I love when Samuel went to Saul and he had kept the king alive, and Samuel told him, what is this you have done? You disobeyed God. God told you to kill everything. He didn't want nothing from him. He said, but you kept. Samuel put his feet on the man. Said, put your feet on his neck. He put his feet on the enemy neck and cut the man's head off. We are to keep our feet on Satan. See, Jesus Christ, Jesus is the head, we're the body. If Jesus is the head, we're the body, and they say Satan is under his feet, well, you think he's under church feet. But we're the body. So we are to keep him right there. But that's where Jesus got him at. They said, well, he's been cast into the pit. No, Satan ain't been, it ain't the end time yet. But he can't go no further than God allowed him to go because he's been defeated. He's been defeated at the cross. See, when our sins was paid for at the cross, when my sins, and he gave me his righteousness, he took my punishment and gave me something I didn't deserve, which was his righteousness. See, and then on the third day, he rose again. Death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. Hell couldn't hold him. He defeated the enemy. Death, Jesus did, because we have eternal life now. See, the grave couldn't hold him, and hell couldn't hold him. So we got the victory, saints. Jesus Christ have given us the victory. Saints, please let's stay in love. That's the glue that will hold us together. That love, peace, and unity. Caring about one another. Praying for one another. And if I come to you with something, say, brother, sister, I need to talk to you. I need prayer on this matter. I just can't go to anybody on this. So when I come to you in that way, understand something. The only one you can take it to is God, no one else. No one else. People go come to you and share some things with you, some harsh things. Some things may get you, oh, man, don't act surprised. Just go along with it because sin is sin. And God had put you there for a reason to minister to this person. Let's stay in faith and stay in love because that's what's going to keep us saints. I just want to share that with you tonight. I thank God for it. And I thank God for each and every one of you. One other thing. I talked to a little sister today up in Savannah. She said, I went to my door, and I looked at the skies, and I spoke to the storm. And that put me in remembrance when Jesus in Mark, when Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Mm-hmm. See, we can speak to these elements. When we line up with his word, and we line up, we can speak to the elements. See, when he spoke to the storm, and he told, peace be still. It had to obey him. When he spoke to that tree had to die. See, and he showed us something. But when we line up our lives with his purpose, thanks is a done deal. So I thank each and every one of you tonight, and I thank God for Dr. Hunt and his ministry, and I'm going to turn it back over this time into the hands of
I want to just say praise God because all things work together. And God has been so good for us tonight. And Brother Taco, I want to thank you for what God has done for you. And then my question is Cynthia of Georgia, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Cynthia Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead. Well, I want you to understand, tonight she got something she's going to do that's particular, but I think she's got the thing to do. First thing she's going to do, she's going to sing us a hallelujah song. Everybody
hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, she's going to sing, and we got it now. Come on, sister.
Just being alive in the arms of Jesus is a blessing. Being alive in the arms of Jesus is a blessing. Through the storm and through the rain, through all my heartache, in my pain, in the midst of it all, I thank you, Jesus, for my blessing. Being alive in the arms of Jesus is a blessing. Being alive in the very arms of Jesus is a blessing. Through the storm my heartache and my pain. In the midst of it all, I thank you, Jesus, for my blessings. When I woke up early this morning, I told God, thank you for my blessings. I went to the kitchen and I had food to eat. Thank you for my blessings. I could have gone to the club and it had clothes to put on. Thank you for my blessings. I got friends, yeah, thank you for my blessings. He gave me a portion of health. Thank you for my blessings. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my blessing. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for my blessing. I could have been dead. Thank you for my blessing. You kept me alive. Thank you for my blessing. I gotta tell him thank you. Thank you for my blessing. The beautiful life in the arms of Jesus is a blessing. Being alive in the arms of Jesus is a blessing. Through the storms and through the rain, through all my heartache and my pain, in the midst of it all, I thank you, Jesus, for my blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, one of the things God is so good, His mercy endures forever. And one of the things I will say to everyone that listen, tonight's the night that I just believe we got some things we want to do. And I'm not ashamed of it, amen? And I asked fella, meet me at the well. And I want to know if Miss Galveston. Now, Miss Galveston, are you there? Hallelujah. Miss Galveston, from the sunny side of Houston. But anyway, I know this much. One thing I will say to us tonight, we're going to have a surprise time together. Is there anybody on Cynthia? Are you ready? Well, I tell you what, I'm going to sit in the background. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to sit in the background. I want everybody tonight that want to hear what God is saying to them. We're going to take the time right now. We're going to ask the pastor to lead us in prayer, in sincere prayer. We got to take our nation. We got to stop that storm. We got to take this sin out of the way because we're in the last time of life. And I'm asking everybody that has a prayer, when we pray, I want everybody on the line. The line's open. I'm going to ask the prayer, who's going to meet us tonight? The brother, Pastor Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's take us, give word and take us in prayer. We want to go to the throne of God. Go ahead.
All righty. Father, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for watching over us, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you that everything we have, Lord, is yours, Lord, that you've given unto us. You've given us all power, Lord, that we can use it for your glory. Father, right now, thank you for the storm that's been left to the east side there, Lord. It didn't do the harm as they expected it to do. And we know that it's going to go back out into the sea and it's going to die out there in the sea. And set the people free from any terror from that storm. Father, we thank you for watching over everybody over on the east coast, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for every blessing that you've bestowed upon everybody who's listening on the air right now, anywhere in the world, Lord, who's been seeking advice, seeking wisdom, and seeking you, Lord, for whatever reason, for a healing, Lord. I thank you for your hand to be upon each and every one. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing and who you're putting in the place of the ministries, Lord, that you're shaking the church, Lord. You're shaking the very foundation of the church. And I thank you, Lord. You're weeding out the weak, Lord. You're bringing in the strong, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, that the word, your word, your true word goes forth, Lord. And no more playing, church, Lord. You're raising up leaders, Father. You're raising up those who are willing to go forth and stand in the gap for everyone, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the knowledge that you give me and everyone else that speak your word clearly and plainly, Lord. I ask, Lord, that those who are timid right now, that you would give them the courage and strength to step out, Lord, because we know that days are short. Father, we know that your good Jesus is going to return. We know this to be for sure. We can see the season, Lord. We not know the hour or the day, but we do know, Lord, that this time is short. Father, I ask right now that you would hold, Lord, until we get more into the kingdom. But, Father, I ask right now that we use wisdom for the leaders, those that you're raising up this nation, Lord. Lord, for all the criminal activity that's going on, Lord, our nation cannot continue to go in the direction it's going. It needs to stop, Lord. I know that you're showing it, Lord. You're showing the people, Father. I ask right now, Lord, that the people will lay down whatever it is that for this reason or that reason, Lord, and look at the truth. Lord, that you would raise a godly kingdom here once again, Lord. You put godly people in office. It doesn't matter if it's a postmaster. We don't care if it's a mayor. We don't care if it's the head of the garbage department. We don't care who it is, as long as they're godly leaders, Lord. We need godly leaders, Lord. We need those who trust and believe in you, Lord, and know the word of God. Father, we thank you for bringing and raising those leaders up. Father, I thank you for who you're putting in office. We know that you raise those up for leadership into the nations of the world, Lord, because everything is in your hands. We know this. So, Father, I ask, Father, right now that for your mercy and your grace to be upon this nation, Father, that we can turn it again back to you. We can see it walking away and turn us back. Father, I know we can come together in the agreement and prayer, Lord, that we can change that in the schools. We can get the kids back into prayer. We can get this nation back on the right track again, Father. Father, we just need godly leaders, Father. We need those who are willing to lead, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank and praise you for this time together with these warriors of God. We thank you for the word that is going forth, oh Father. We thank you for your mighty spirit that is moving in this place. Father, we ask, oh God, for your people to be encouraged, for your ears to be open, your eyes to hear.
Yes.
We ask, oh God, that you would continue to move through this program. Speak to hearts, set the captives free, oh Father. Deliver those that are standing in need of deliverance. Oh Father, we thank you that there are people yet who are calling on you out of a pure and a sincere heart. We cry out to you, oh Father, because in this world you told us that we would have trials and tribulations and frustrations, but you told us to be of good courage, for you have overcome the world for us. Thank you, Father, that we are standing right now in that overcoming power. And we thank you for being a part of this ministry. And we love you and we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now for this opportunity. We thank and we praise you right now for each and every household that is on this line right now. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for bringing us to where you have brought us to. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for where we are right now. We thank you, Father God, when we're in the valley, because we know you are with us. We thank you, we praise you when we're on the mountain right now. Father God, we are praying for this United States. We praying for America, Father God. We asking you to touch the hearts of our leaders. You turn the word says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to turn their hearts towards you in Jesus' name. Father God, we praying for our children in the school system. We ask you, Father God, to keep their minds, to keep them, Father God. We praying for godly parents that the teaching starts at home with the parents, Father God. We lift up the parents of our children to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, this storm can't go no further than you allow it to go. We thank you and we praise you right now, that no lives will be lost in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we praying, Father God, that they don't, that the property damage, Father God, that you just hold it down. In Jesus' name. What we're asking now is that your will be done. We praying for the body of Christ. We lift up the body of Christ to you right now, Father God, that we come together as one. We come together in unity. We come together in place that we can lift up your kingdom and do your will in this earthly realm. We thank and we praise you right now for the prisoners. We praying, Father God, you touch the prisoners that is locked up right now. We praying for the sick in the shut-in. Lord, we praying for the ones who have lost hope. We lift them up to you right now because you know a person without hope. Father God, they have nothing to live for. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we lifting up the ones who have lost hope, who think they don't have a purpose. Father God, we lift up right now the ones that's on the verge of giving up. Intercede right now. Intercede, intervene right now on their behalf. And right now, I'm praying for each and every household. We touch and agree. And we're praying for each and every household that is on this line this night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. Amen. Under the subsidy under. Somebody else.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. You're the only true living God. Yud Hey Vav Hey. We Yahweh, we thank you, Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for all your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for your favor. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity for forgiveness of all our sins and eternal life. Thank you, Father, for making us the apple of your eye in the name of Yeshua. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for using us in your plans, in your kingdom. We thank you, Father. Now, Father, raise us up. Raise the saints up, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Raise us up. Thank you for satisfying us with long life, 120 years.
Thank you, Lord.
All the resources, Father. Raise us up, Father God, as a mighty nation in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord God, thank you for raising up a strong and a powerful church, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for helping us to take over, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Put the takeover spirit in the saints, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Let us take over. Let us rule, Father, in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that one puts 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000. We thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Father, for your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you, Father, that you're raising us up to take over, to take the land, to rule and reign. I thank you for the kingdom of God is now. in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. I thank you that we're not an anemic church. I thank you we're a church of power and wealth and influence. I thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I thank you that we're rich and you satisfy us with long life. I thank you that the wealth of the wicked is coming over into the hands of the just. I thank you, Father. I thank you that sickness and disease stay far away from us. I thank you, Father, that the angels of the Lord and is encamped around about us because we fear you. I thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for we live 120 years minimum according to Genesis 6:3, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, that all the saints take that 70 and 80 years of living on earth out of their minds because it's false doctrine in the name of Yeshua. It's not meant for us, Lord God. Change our minds, Father. Give us the minds of Christ, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We will live and not die and declare the mighty works of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen.
Somebody else. And then, Father, this is the night that we just come to rejoice at you, for you, and thank you for everything you have done this night in our behalf. Tonight's the night that we praise you. Tonight's the night that we love you. Tonight's the night that we have set aside the time that we have, that we can call upon you, Yeshua HaMashiach, and that he will hear us in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come to him through you, that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and direct us. We know that you have promised of your 2,000 plus promises. You promised us eternal life. You promised us to be healthy. You promised to be wealthy. You promised us to have sound mind. You promised to have wisdom. You promised to have all the things that we're supposed to have in this day and time. And then, Father, because we love you, we love you. We don't love nobody but you. All that you have belongs to us, and all we have belongs to you. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
You say your word. In your word, you say, I ask you to lead us and teach us your way, not the way of the world, but show us, Father. We're standing firm. We're standing armor, arm by arm. And we know it don't take with a lot. Don't take a large number, but a few of them. We're standing right now, and we're speaking to that storm. We're commanding that storm to dissipate. Move on out. To the Atlantic, move on up to the middle in the name of Jesus. Be he ho sandri he landed. And then, Father, I want to praise you this night. I want to praise you. I want to love you because you have deliverance for somebody who don't even know. But because you're God all by yourself. You're God all by yourself. And we thank you for it in Jesus. But it's through Jesus Christ. We come directly to you, Jesus. If anything is wrong that we say, purge us with your blood. Let your blood purge us. Let your blood wash us. Let your blood keep our eyes open. And we want to just say thank you. Somewhere in America, Father, there's a big fight going on. And I want to just ask you, Father, let those who are the righteous do what they're supposed to do. Let those who call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let us know that Israel is our brother. We are our brother. He's our brother. Israel, and there is a spiritual Israel. There is a spiritual Jerusalem. And Michael, he's going to fight. He's fighting for it right now. And I want to thank you, Father. God, you are now. God, you will see. God, you are God all by yourself. Tonight, we just know. And then, Father, there is a need. According to your word, you said ask and it shall be done. We don't ask, we demand. We demand for the thing because your word says, Jesus said, when you pray, he said, talk to the Father. But when we talk to the Father, we do our research, the word asks me to demand. We demand according to the righteous living we have in your sight. Because we have confidence in you. And we confide in you. We're believing in you. And we want to thank you for everything right now. And I just praise you. I love you and I adore you. I magnify your name. Yes, without you. Even though there are many things that are being happening. And Father, I want to pray for Mr. Trump. I pray that he comes to understanding to know Jesus Christ. I pray he will ask for forgiveness of all the sins he committed. Even though he was this also for running Mrs. Clinton also, and to down there in Florida, why the governor. Father, we don't take position with either side. We just know we got to do what we do. But I wanna thank you because you're the God. You're the God that said, I am that I am, and decided me there is another. You said it in your word. And then Father, you said it in your word. You said I sick my beloved son who's gonna set us free. And then when I read the book, Father, that you said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and you said on down, and the Word, printed Word, became flesh. He became fingerprint. He became skin. He became our ear. Hallelujah. He became a brain. He became the Word. Hallelujah. And the Word became flesh and walks amongst those brothers. And he's telling us today what he's done. And then, Father, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for you giving us a total victory tonight. For those who can believe it, anybody healing in our body, Father, I pray fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Be upon them. Fire in the name of Jesus. Be upon them. For you said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You have baptized us with fire. And that's the fire we seek right now. It's the fire. Because the enemy can't take over. We want to thank you tonight. We want to praise you. And then, Father, I want to thank for all the pastors I have on this line. I want to thank you for all the prophets. I want to thank you for all the apostles. I want to thank you for all the teachers. I want to thank you for all the evangelists. I want to thank you for the fivefold. I want to thank you for the gift giver. I want to thank you for those who have done what they're supposed to do. I just want to thank you, Father. And then, Father, if somebody's in prison right now, behind those that you're going to release right now, you're going to release. You ought to set it in motion because you hear our prayer. You hear our prayer. And we praise you. And we love you. And we enjoy you. And we magnify your name. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am not a thief.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you for Elder Tyrone Greasy singing. I want to thank you for his attitude. I want to thank you for him, Father. I want to thank you for the pastor. I want to thank you for Brother Everett. I want to thank you for Cynthia. I want to thank you for those that I know. I want to thank you for Miss Dallas. I want to thank you for Miss Jennings. I want to thank you, Father, for Miss Steph. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. It's your word. Let the anointing flow.
Hey.
Flow.
Flow.
From the crown of my head to the bottom of my feet, right now, it is in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. You've been so good to us, Father. You've been so good to me. So good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to ask our sister. Anybody else got a prayer request? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? I'm going to ask Sister, I'm going to ask Cindy to come on and sing us a song. Then we're going to ask the pastor to have a word to say. Cynthia?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Cynthia Johnson of Washington, Georgia. Are you there? Amen.
Thank you. We thank God for all the prayers that went forth, and we are going to believe, God, that He heard our prayers, and we're going to receive what we have for. The word says, whatsoever we desire when we pray, believe that we have already received it and we shall have it. And I believe that the storm is going to be calm and everything is going to be well. Because that's just the things we got to write. As being Christians, we got to write to believe what God says. And I said, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even when the storm rises, we're going to give God the glory. Give him the praise. And the storm says, every praise is due our God. Every praise is due our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise is due our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, hallelujah. The world. Christian is the light
in the Lord. We are members, ministers of our God. We are peculiar people.
Yes.
That's what a Christian is people of God. We are pilgrims traveling through the foreign land. This place is not our home.
Amen.
A Christian is a priest of the Lord. We are royal priesthood. He considers us as being saints, the salt of the earth, servants of God, servants of righteousness. He calls us as sheep. He said that we are soldiers. We are special people. We show us a stranger here. And we are supposed to be And most of all, we are supposed to be a witness for the Lord. That's who we are. We are Christians. And we don't have no right being canceled. Even though the storm might be raging down here in Georgia and Florida and North Carolina and places like that, guess what? God's got this. I believe he has already worked it out for us. So every praise is due our God. In spite of what's going on, let's give him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I knew before I got some more prayer warriors on the line. And before we do it, I got a prayer. Anybody else got a prayer they wanna surrender before we move to the next level? Anybody? Amen. Anybody on the line right now? Amen. Anybody? Amen. Well, tonight, I want to be able to bring the pastor. Pastor Aaron, are you there?
Yeah.
I want to tell us what you're doing with your ministry, brother.
Hello?
Pastor, tell us what your ministry does and where you're going.
Oh, well, I do a lot of disaster relief ministry. Actually, my ministry is Broken Yoke International Ministries, and I work with a multitude of ministries. It doesn't make any difference to Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. It doesn't make any difference what denomination they are, because once we all come together in a disaster, we forget about the denominations. We all become one in the body of Christ to help one another, to be able to help those in a disastrous situation. And that's what I do a lot of. I was in Baton Rouge here for a little bit, and then before that, I do stuff. I built an orphanage in Haiti, but El Salvador. I'm getting ready to do that, but I keep putting that on the back burner because I've had the floods in Houston, and I had the floods in Baton Rouge, and now we got this storm going up the East Coast, and I'm in contact with a lot of different ministries and whether or not to go ahead and go or if it's going to be taken care of, because usually when I go into a major disaster, it's major. It's where it's needed. And we help bring supplies, food. We help bring volunteers and stuff to be able to gut the houses, to rebuild, and so on and so forth. And it's not just me, because I don't do it by myself. It takes an army. It takes a multitude of ministries. And I'm proud and I'm glad that's a ministry that God has put me into. And that's the major function of my ministry. When I'm not doing that, I'm doing outreaches and everything else, and still doing work for the Lord. And I minister at a Spanish church. And yeah. God put that into my heart. And believe it or not, I don't speak Spanish. But I've been... You know, I got interpreters, I've been preaching in a Spanish church for a year and a half, and so God just keeps adding more stuff, and And in fact, I just got done talking to a couple of pastors that are from Uganda, and I'm planning a trip to do a thing in Uganda and then into Kenya for a month, and that'll be sometime in the spring. We're going to do a conference over there and do a healing ministry and be able to minister across both nations. So just keep me up in prayer on that, because that's going to cost us about $10,000 to get that one done. So I know God will make a way. I'm not worried about it too much. But that's kind of basically what I do for my ministry.
Amen. Let me ask you this. What I want to Apostle Newsom, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us who you are. Tell us what, I want the world to know what God has been doing and what you're planning on doing. And the great testimony just gave was not too long ago. Go
sir?
Ahead, my brother.
What did you say, Apostle?
I want you to tell us what God has been doing internationally, locally, and around the world. And the name
okay.
of your church and your phone number.
Okay. I'm Apostle Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. My telephone number is 832-454-5062. Our mission is to go into all the world and teach the word of faith with simplicity and understanding through mass media, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to enable the saints to prosper from the inside out, to seek and save those who are lost, to create unity among the brethren, and to promote all the worship to God. I'm a word of faith teacher. That's what I do. I teach the word of faith. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, he said, what saith it? He says, the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. So this is the word of faith that we preach. He said that the scripture says that if we confess Yeshua as Lord with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm a word of faith teacher. And that's what my mission is. That's what my goal is. That's what my assignment is from the Lord. And to teach the word of faith through mass media with simplicity and understanding all around the world. I got five sons. Well, six sons. I got five sons in Africa, one in India. And God is expanding us all around the world. I'm on local TV. I'm on radio, worldwide radio. And I'm on Facebook. Teaching the word of faith. The Bible says that it's impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We please God by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. And that's in Ephesians. We overcome all the trouble in this world by faith. The quality of our lives are determined by our faith. I mean, everything has to be done by faith. We can't even begin to please God without faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So that's the mission that God has given me, is to teach the word of faith all around the world. And I'd like to invite everyone to come out and worship with us at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive in Houston, Texas. Our service times on Sunday morning are at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 p.m. From 7 to 8 on Wednesday night Bible studies, 1 hour of power. And I'd love to meet you. Love to shake your hand. Love to teach you the word of faith. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. And then we have a lady on this. We have a lady on this. Let's see. We got the. I'm going to bring Elder. Elder. I'll bring Elder. Okay. Let's see. We got a lady named Prophetess. Sandra, are you there? Okay, tell us what the Lord has you doing and what your ministry is and how God has called you to do what you're doing. Hello? I know she's out there where the song is going. She's close to it. But if she can't hear us, I understand. Can you hear us? All right, then I met a lady from, I call her Miss Dallas. Miss Dallas, are you on the line with us? Well, I understand, and I know we got the evangelist. I met this lady as an evangelist, and my God Almighty, my God Almighty. You're still on the line. You got a word you want to say to us tonight? Are you still there? Amen. And I wanted to tell everybody tonight that I know that. Can you hear us, Seth? I know that there's a whole. See, let me tell you what I found out. There's a fight between the phone companies. What you call it? T-Mobile, AT&T, and Samoa. And they fight it. And that's why we find that so much going on. But we have the right to stand firm what we're doing. And I want us to know tonight while we're still on the air to understand this and believe this. We have been given the right to go in and take over this whole world. God has given us that right. We don't have to beg nobody, please nobody. We need to go and speak it into existence. When we speak it into existence, God gets the glory. All God wanted to be glorified. That's all it is. That's all it is. God wants to be glorified. And the more we glorify him, the more he's pleased. And so before we close the line, I'm going to ask Elder, praise the living God. Elder Tyrone Reed Sr., we know that God has called this man. God has a great call in his life. And what he does, his ministry is our deliverance, outreach fellowship, Christian Culture Center. It's called AWOL, or A Way of Life. Reed Sr., Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we know God is using you to do a great work. And then do you have anything you want to say? Do you have anything you want to say?
Sir?
What God is doing for you in the ministry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I truly thank God for the ministry that he has given us. Like it says, Deliverance Outreach Fellowship, and God gave me that name. We are a ministry of deliverance, outreach, and fellowship. And it's a Christian culture. Christian Culture Center, Christian culture is a way of life. It's not just a name. You got all kinds of cultures, and every culture has a lifestyle. That's why God gave me that name, Christian Culture Center, because the life as a Christian that we must live. And that word, AWOL, is just a way of life. That's what he gave us. And like the minister of deliverance, we go out into the parks. Sister Johnson, she's part of the ministry, Christian Amen. In Action. She have a ministry, Christian in Action. We go out into the parks. We minister. We take the gospel out into the streets. Wherever doors open at, we go. And this is our prayer that God open doors so we can take the gospel wherever there are doors, wherever opportunity is, that's what we do. And we're about souls, Pastor. We're not about membership. We're about fellowship. I don't go out trying to get members, you know. And fellowship is just what we have in common. You and I can have a fellowship together. Me and the saints on the phone can have fellowship together because we have the same spirit.
Yeah.
See, it's what we have in common, that like spirit, you know. So that's what my ministry is about, advancing God's kingdom in this earthly realm.
Amen. Well, I know this much. I want to thank God for you. We didn't, I know that we got the time, and I've heard from everybody. I want this from Cynthia. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Will you sing us a song, and then we're going to ask the pastor to close us out. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for everything that we have heard. And we just want to give God glory at all time. And that's just what it's all about. And just giving God praise and thanking God for what how he uses us as Christians to be a blessing to others, to help them to become Christians. And the song says, "For your glory, Lord." Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry, for I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the hottest desert, and I'll travel near or far, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you. Yes, my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please just hear my heart's cry. I am desperately waiting to be where you are. Lord, I crossed the highest desert, and I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you and to behold you as my King. Wanna be where you are. I've gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. For your glory, I want to be where you are. For your glory, I've got to be where you are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
yes.
God. Hey, man. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Got to be there. Got to be there. Got to be there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't know how many, I know it. I want to be there. And I want to tell everybody on the radio station tonight, God has made a way, and as I told God has said, on Monday is we're going to see some change like you've never seen before. It's not going to be negative, but it's going to be positive.
Thank you, Pete.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
And see what God, hallelujah. See, what God is doing right now, he's doing something. He said to Joshua, he said, the son of God in charge, and said, he said to Austin, everybody, be strong, of good courage, and bring yourself, your family, into the land. God is aware. He said, be strong. Be strong. He said, I'm giving you the inheritance. You heard it preached about. And the inheritance that the enemy got. Can you imagine you got $1 billion and don't know what to do with it? God's going to let that money because it's not right. It's in the B-I-B-L. God promised it to you. Am I saying, no, I'm not depending on the government. I'm not looking for the government. I'm depending on what God through Jesus Christ says to me. He said, if you trust me, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, glory. Somebody else. Anybody else. Anybody else got to take it? Hallelujah. Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. If nobody else has anything to say, no prayer, say, I'm going to ask the pastor to close it out, pastor.
Okay. You know, we know we can see that what's going on in the world. I know that, you know, we see where Russia has been telling their people and China's been telling their people to get ready for a nuclear war. And we can see the what's going on and scare us because God said these things would come about. But he also said that in this time, he was going to pour out his blessing. And that the man, that we cannot contain it all. And his blessing comes in many forms and sizes and many degrees. So right now, I'd like to have you all just open your heart and just be able to receive, because I know some have been looking for healings in their family and their lives and for their ministries. And I know that people have been looking and for answers, and God is going to give you the answer. God is going to give you that healing. God is going to give you that what you need. But right now, in order to receive, you have to open your heart to receive, because he said he's going to pour out his blessings. You know, he said he's going to pour out the things in our lives that we need. So right now, we go with thanksgiving and say, Father God in heaven, Father, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Father, thank you for what you're doing in my life. Father, I want to thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon me and everyone that is listening right now. Father, for those who need a healing in their lives, Lord, in their families. Lord, those who need healing in their ministry. Lord, for those who need healing, Lord, and whatever it is in their finances. Those who are looking for work, those who are looking for a job. We have to know right now, Lord, that there's a reason for everything that's going on. So, Father, right now, I thank you. I thank you for the pouring out of your blessing upon everyone who is listening. I thank you for everything that you're doing. Father, I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you. I thank you right now, Lord, for everything that you're doing. Father, I just pray that those who receive, those who are receiving right now, Lord, that they begin to share your glory and your word, and that will prosper them, Lord, in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So tonight, that night, we just want to say, everybody, the Lord bless you and keep it till we get to, and peace be with you. God bless.
God bless, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.